Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The last time we talked to our next guest, there was considerable election uncertainty surrounding the outlook for the economy. Now he says that has been replaced by considerable economic uncertainty because of the current policies being enacted in Washington. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be talking with you today, Mike.
So tell us what you are seeing now with all of this uncertainty being generated by what's happening in Washington.
Uncertainty is the word. I guess if we had a theme song, it would be Jerry Lee Lewis's "There's a Whole Lot of Shaking Going On." There are a lot of big policy boulders hitting the lake, and before the ripples stop from one, we get another. When you think about it, the Trump administration has been in office just a little better than a month. And I was thinking, Mike, they have probably introduced more large policy changes in that month than we might see in a year or 2 years in previous administrations. We get a measure of it. There's an index called the Economic Policy Uncertainty Index. It's produced every day. It's based on the frequency of certain words in major daily newspapers in the U.S., and that index started going toward the sky when Mr. Trump was elected, and it has stayed at a very high level. And to give you an idea, it's back at the height where it was when the pandemic led to the shutdown of our economy in 2020. And so uncertainty means a lot of people say, well, I think I will wait before I make another major decision. I think I'll sit on the sideline. And, of course, in some cases, there's a lot of pain involved as people are losing their jobs, contracts are being canceled, and so forth. But it's also, as I see it, uncertainty is an instrument of management that President Trump seems to like. Let's raise uncertainty about tariffs, and then let's see if we can negotiate with the various parties and get more for America as we negotiate.
Okay, and so this uncertainty negotiating tactic, is this also maybe in place for what might be affecting our state?
Well, the tariffs that are targeting China, Canada, Mexico, and now Europe, those countries happen to be the major destinations for exports from South Carolina. Germany is our number one destination, Canada's number two, Mexico's number three, and China is number four. And if we get retaliation from those tariffs, then we could expect to see a bite. We're the number one exporter of completed automobiles. We're the number one for tires and number two for ball and roller bearings going to the rest of the world. So we're vulnerable there. In terms of federal employment, which is taking quite a hit, South Carolina's not so vulnerable on that. We have a low 1% of our workforce defined by federal employees. But we have a very high share of general fund revenues coming to our state from federal sources. We are number one in terms of the share of general fund revenues. So cuts on that side could leave quite a mark. You mentioned the grants and so forth when universities go for funding. That number has been cut from 60% to 17%. That's a big bite. Very few of the forecasters I follow are revising their GDP estimates for this year. The one that has shows rather significant weakness in the third quarter, but not a recession.
I guess we'll have to see how it all develops and whether this great economy we've had here in South Carolina for so long might finally be about to take a stumble.
That's right. But the strength of the economy really matters a lot. And just as you were pointing out, Mike, we have a very strong economy. That's what you want when the world is changing.
All right, Bruce, thank you so much for the update.
Good talking to you, Mike.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. And we will have a link to that report posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.